T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
What up, everybody, and especially what up, everybody, to Giannis. The Milwaukee Bucks are your NBA champions.
Got
to
give him his credit.
This is B. Mitch and Finley. It's 10:03 a.m. in the District of Columbia, Wednesday, July 21st. Packed show today. Our friend Dalton Ross will join us at 10:45. High noon, Ben White. It's been a wild week in the markets. Maybe Ben can make sense of it. 12:45, Michael Phillips from the Richmond Times-Dispatch. We're going heavy on the Washington football team today, getting ready for training camp, which opens in less than a week.
Tuesday.
1 week from today, they will be practicing. Like,
yeah.
1 week from this minute, they will be practicing.
So, conditioning is the day before?
Conditioning is Tuesday.
That's the day I like to see.
Practice is Wednesday.
I like conditioning day. That tells me who was serious about it and who was just happy to be an NFL player.
Yeah. I'm not sure I like conditioning day, but I'm glad you do. That's kind of the difference in you and I. I want to start with a little bit of news off the top here.
Mm-hmm.
The Nats won. The Bucks won. There's your roundup. The Washington football team, I just got this press release 4 minutes ago. This is hot off the press. The Washington football team will host free. You heard that word, right?
Free.
Free. Friday night football practice event at FedEx Field on August 6th.
Great idea.
To kick off, I'm reading from a press release. 20,000 tickets available to see the team take its first steps on the newly renovated playing surface and the first ever performances of the entertainment team, the hype team, and the drum line.
Yeah.
So everybody gets out there, a little bit of practice. 20,000 tickets. The tickets.
I can run through it, walk through.
The tickets are available right now. So if you want them, go get them.
Go get them.
WashingtonFootball.com/Friday Night Football. One thing I like a lot about this, there's a lot of folks that maybe aren't able to go to games just from a dollar standpoint. They can go to this for free.
Yep.
And so it lets people have a stadium experience.
You have a certain amount of tickets, and if you want it, you have to go get it. You can't wait till the last second.
Yeah.
But I think also, I've always said to different people that ask me questions, I say, you got to make sure people feel like you're giving them something. This is giving them something.
Yeah.
And then on top of it, it's a great idea because it's a week prior to them starting preseason, which will be under the lights. So you get that practice under the lights a little bit.
Yeah.
You know, fans get to come out and see it. And those 20,000 fans, they come in, and if they like what they see, guess what that is? That's 20,000 marketing reps. Who starts talking about, man, you got to see the team this year. I went out there, man, and Chase did this, and so-and-so did this. That it all happens. So, and then they got the new surface, and you would love to have them on the surface before they have to actually play.
Tell me how excited you are for this. You ready for this part?
Go ahead.
Fans can expect to get a first look at the 2021 entertainment team, hype team, and drum line. The entertainment team is comprised of technically trained dancers, tumblers and stunters, and a D.C.-based Beat Your Feet crew, while the drum line will feature 18 members of the team's former marching band.
All right. Listen, the entertainment aspect, I know it was traditional in a lot of things, but you
just win games.
You got to, but still, people want to be entertained while they're there, too. And the overall experience, because when you start talking to people about the different stadiums they go to, they're always asked the question about entertainment. You know, do you feel like it's a great experience? it hasn't been over there.
Hell no.
So anything that can enhance it, great. But ultimately, it all boils down to, is the team winning?
Cody, you ready for this? Fans will also be treated to a fully produced pyrotechnic and laser light show at the conclusion of the practice event.
Cool. You got to practice that stuff too now. We just saw that big old explosion. What was it, Ocean City?
Dude, I was out to dinner last night.
You got to practice all of that.
I met up with our friend Pat Wickstead last night for dinner, and a transformer blew up on Mass Ave. You know, my house right by Westmoreland Circle. We were at that place, Millie's. You ever been in there? The place is great. I got lamb chops. Phenomenal.
You're good.
A transformer blew up. It was wild. I mean, it's a massive explosion. The sound,
I've seen those.
The spectacle of it.
I've seen it happen. I've seen lightning hit one, too. And it was, like, scary.
So, fire department and the cops come flying in. Understandably, right? You know what the police do?
What?
Go right to the ATM machines. There's oddly, so you're right at Mass Ave right before Westmoreland Circle.
You never know. It might do something.
Like where Wagshaw's is, that little Spring Valley shopping center. There's probably four bank branches right there. Yeah. There's like a Wells Fargo. There's a Capital One.
You
there's
don't
a
know
bunch
what could happen at that point.
Dude, I just found it interesting that every police officer rolled right to the ATMs. Because I guess, is the concern that they're just going to start spitting out cash?
It might. I mean, I don't know if it'll just spit out cash, but you don't know when something electrical blowing it and it's like a jolt, what it might do.
Yeah.
So you got to protect it.
Should I have ran to the ATM? Is that what I should have done?
Nah, you would have got filled up with some lead, hot lead, and that would be good.
I don't think it was a shoot on sight type of situation.
Maybe not, but a lot of times it's not, and it ends up being that.
That's a good point.
If you see police running over to something, don't you go running over there too.
That's a very
especially if you don't have on a uniform.
That's very good advice.
Yeah.
Another.
So I had lamb chops last night.
Another element of good advice.
I'll tell you about my meal later.
Fans, we talk about this a lot, that you can't really take kids to an NFL game anymore. It's just too crazy. It's too violent. It's too drunk. It's a lot of things. Little kids, I'm saying. I bet you can take kids to a practice. So you want to take your 6-year-old, your 8-year-old?
You could take your 6-year-old, your 8-year-old, but you know what? You still got to bring your parenting hat. Because there's going to be an idiot there, too.
That's true.
I mean, idiots are everywhere we go. And I think ultimately what we have to make sure, you have to be able to talk to kids. No matter, as soon as they're old enough to start going places with you, you got to start talking to them about how other people act and how people act.
You're totally right about that. But I really like that they're doing this Friday Night Football practice event, is what they're calling it. And I understand why they're being specific with the language, is they don't want people showing up expecting a scrimmage. Because I've watched a lot of August football practices. They are not scrimmages.
Yeah, yeah.
And I think you got to set expectations and honestly set them fairly low and then hopefully over-deliver. But I think it's cool that you can go for free. So fans that can't, there are barriers to entry to an NFL game, and price is a big one.
Let me say something. The fact that they have to say it's free, it's kind of weird. Because everything normally at this time of year was free. All back in the day, other teams, it was free. So the fact that you have to say it is kind of weird in a sense. Coach Gibbs would always have those Friday night practices in training camp. You know what I'm saying? Those fans weren't paying to come in. So I just think that, say it's free so people can understand. We don't have to pay nothing for it. But the fact that you have to say it means that they were charging people for everything before.
Well, I'm confident they're still going to be selling $8 sodas and $10 hot dogs.
It's free to watch, but you got to pay for the refreshment.
Right.
That's understandable.
I get all that. You know what, though, to your point about them having to say that it's free? I wonder, and Landfill sent us all this, Mullen sent us all this stuff with the...
It's funny.
The athletic survey. I'm gonna try to commit to that.
You already called Landfill four times.
Not on the air.
Uh-huh. Ready for this, Landfill?
No, I said, are you ready for this, Cody?
No, you say Landfill first, then you went to Cody.
Well, I'm saying Mullins now. Now you're saying it.
That's your second time. I didn't say I was going to stop calling him a certain thing. You said it.
Mullins. Mullins was very mad at me.
He's not even answering.
Mullins, are we cool now? Thumbs up. Won't even look at me. Doesn't bode well.
Yeah, that's good for his eyesight.
You've said repeatedly that, and I agree with you, that fans of this team feel like, it's like how I feel being a Montgomery County resident. I am nothing but an ATM to these government officials.
Yeah, yeah.
All they look at me is as a transaction. I don't feel like a human to them.
And I feel say like that because that's what I've been told.
A lot of Washington football team fans feel that way.
Yeah.
And it's an awful way to feel. It makes me want to move to Virginia.
Mm-hmm.
It makes Washington football team fans want to root for the Ravens with Valdez. So I think maybe that's why they're pointing out this is free.
Yeah, it could be. But I'm just saying, like, listen, the whole thing is I'm giving you a chance to see this team that we're so hyped about. And I'm also allowing my team a chance to go out in the middle, get a chance to be under the lights before they actually have to go there. But in all essence, you're basically saying, listen, come on out and enjoy. We're in this together. And this is an approach that's different than what it's been. And I applaud Jason and also Ron for having these things happen. So it's cool. I just like to point out facts and perception and how things are seen, and you move forward with it because, hell, Friday night. I want to say I want to be there, but Friday night. You know
what? You got big plans?
Depending on what time it is, I could probably. But Friday night, what day is it again?
Friday, August 6th.
Okay, yeah. Our whole family will be back by then.
Yeah, well, you sending everybody to
No, I'm not sending
Cancun?
Them anywhere. They told me that's where they're going. I had to pay for it.
Why aren't you going?
Because it's a girl's trip. And I don't think I'm a girl, as I last time I checked.
How do you check?
I just have to look certain areas, and I can realize what I'm not.
So your wife and your daughter say, hey, Dad, we're going on a girl's trip. Give us 5K.
It was like, this is the trip, and I'll send you the price, and take care of that. what's my man?
I'm just trying to look at my future.
He said, handle that for me. What's the singer? Uncle Charlie. Charlie Wilson. Handle that for me. That's basically what they did. They sent me
Charlie Murphy
a text, and I said, handle that for me. Then I started getting, oh, thanks so much, Dad.
All right.
You get thank yous.
Rank what you're most excited for. Entertainment team, hype team, drumline.
I love drums, so I would say the drumline.
What's two and what's three?
Two. I go entertainment, then hype. I don't know what the hype team is, per se.
Now, I believe entertainment team
is going to be
is the new cheerleaders.
Entertainment is the fact that they have co-ed now.
Right.
So they say entertainment to try to stay away from certain words. That's cool. The Baltimore Ravens have been having co-ed for
right.
the longest.
And every college team in the country has co-ed,
yeah, so
and it's
I'm
fun.
Not, that doesn't affect me. My whole thing is they shouldn't be the focal. Listen, and I'm not knocking anybody in those things. The focal point shouldn't be them. The focal point should be the product on the damn field.
Mullins.
That should be an enhancement.
Mullins, I need you to rank entertainment team, hype team, drumline. What are you most excited for at this practice event?
Well, it's definitely got to be the hype team. I don't know what that is, but I'm hoping it's like a Flava Flav type thing.
Yeah, boy!
There is zero
if they
chance.
They have a bunch of people run out there with big clocks on.
I'm all in.
Die laughing.
There will be no clocks, is my guess. Although Rally Captain, where I always thought it was a clock. He wears like a big logo.
That's a logo.
But he's like a fan. I don't think he's on the hype team. So you're going hype team one, Mullins?
Hype team is definitely number one.
You don't seem like a guy that gets that hype.
If there was a team hyping me up, I would be.
Oh, he gets hype.
Like when the t-shirt cannon comes out, you're standing up and hooting and hollering for a t-shirt?
No, because they'll never get far enough back to where I sit.
They're going to need a bazooka.
It's a
yeah.
cannon.
Out there.
I mean, it's pretty
cannon.
Cool. I'd love to be the guy that shot it if that was available.
Can we make that happen?
Hey, let's do that.
We need Mullins to
we
shoot
have the Mullins night.
Another thing, what,
maybe a preseason game. Mullins go out there with the t-shirt
get a
cannon.
A bunch of Washington football team and Mullins
talk
on
to
it
him,
together.
Text Jason Wright. Let's see if we can get Mullins out
exactly.
there.
Exactly. Then I think I'm going to go entertainment team second. I think entertainment team is just an awful name, and they have to change it.
They got to come. On. Just call them. I mean this sincerely, with full understanding of the evolution of modern culture, and I don't even want to say like political correctness, but like what everything is striving to be. I understand all of that. Can't you still call them cheerleaders, even though there's dudes out there?
Yeah, just call them cheerleaders.
They're cheering, and they're leading the cheer.
Like in college, they're cheerleaders.
Are they leading the cheer?
And in high school,
cheerleaders do.
In high school, even when they have, you know, male cheerleaders, they still call them cheerleaders.
But you know what, though? That's in a real and perfect world.
Mm-hmm.
And this is not a perfect world. And they've done so many things that they have to be so correct in everything. So let's just go along with it.
I will say this about entertainment team. The fact that they couldn't come up with a better name than entertainment team does not bode well for the name change. That worries me.
What about
the Wet? Watch the entertainment team.
Don't call them the Wet. I don't think that's a good idea either.
Well, I mean, that's the acronym that they picked.
I'm realizing your mind lives in a gutter.
I went to college with a dude from Philadelphia who used to smoke Wet, and his mind was gone.
When people shoot a jump shot and it goes through the net, that was Wet.
That's true.
I mean, so Wet is not always something negative or bad.
The correct rankings for the events at the practice event, Drumline 1, Entertainment Team 2, Hype Team 3. Somehow Landfill has the Hype Team first.
That's what I said.
You're correct.
I think the Hype Team would be better if they like added the the hip-hop DJ air horn in it. I feel like there's a real possibility that happens.
If you're on the Hype Team and you don't have a DJ air horn, are you even really on a Hype
Team?
You're
failing.
That is Hype Team 101, having the air horn.
You know, but to be honest with you, JP, I'm intrigued now.
Are you more intrigued?
And if anybody over at the Washington football team is listening, I would love to come over and start seeing a lot of this stuff, because let's be real. We talk about trying to make sure the past, present, and future are all together. Here, I'm part of the past. And I'm presently sitting in front of a mic on a daily basis where I can help put out the message for you. I would love to have at least see something, talk about something, instead of being felt like I'm an outsider.
Well said.
So let's get this thing going. Instead of all the new people that have nothing to do with the damn history of this team running in here and thinking you're going to just make it change. No, how about having some people who've seen it happen at a high level be involved as well?
Win games. Win games, and the practice event will be packed.
We all know that will take care of most things.
Last rankings, and this is quick. Cody, you start. Are you more excited for pyrotechnics or a laser light show?
Pyrotechnics.
Mullins?
Yeah, pyrotechnics. 100%.
B-Mitch?
I take that, too, because the laser light show is cool, but I like to hear it now. I like loud noises.
I've been on that field. You have, too, when they start doing the pyrotechnics. It's a little worrisome at times. You got giant flames going next to thousands of people.
But see, they need to make sure. The thing about it, they need to practice it and make sure they get it in the right place. And I hope someone has come along and is a safety technician to say, we need to move that just a little.
The correct order is laser light show and then pyrotechnics. I'm sorry, everybody. That's just because pyrotechnics are cool when they're really cool. But if it's just the little tower of fire, it's not that cool.
Well, I hope it's not going to be just a tower of fire. I hope it's going to be something big.
We'll find out.
Banging.
August 6th, free practice event at FedEx Field. 20,000 tickets are available right now.
That'll be 12 days before my birthday. Get ready.
Buckle up. What are we doing for your birthday? Monte Carlo?
Huh?
I thought you wanted to go to Monte Carlo.
Yeah, on you. I noticed you went past it then.
In 20 minutes, we're going to talk to Dalton Ross. He has a new podcast out. You know what it's called?
What's it called?
I'll tell you when we return. You're listening to B. Mitch and Finley on 106.7 The Fan. Hey, it's J.P. Finley. I had to go to a meeting this morning. Everybody knows I hate meetings, but I actually enjoyed this one. You know why? Because I got to meet Courtney face-to-face. Courtney is the person that set me and B. Mitch up with Paul Henry. Paul Henry's Windows Installation is a family-owned, honest company. Paul did B. Mitch's windows. Now he's doing mine. He's a nice guy. His family comes to your home and does the work. He gives you the best price up front. You don't have to haggle. You don't have to feel like you're getting hustled or bamboozled. Paul does honest business, and he does good work. Don't delay. Call Paul Henry this month to receive a 10% discount off Softlight and Marvin Windows with a 5-window minimum and 10% off Provia Doors. If you mention my name, JP Finley, you'll receive an extra 5% off. If you get 5 windows and you say my name, you get 15% off. That's a hell of a deal. Contact Paul Henry's Window Installation today. 540-359-6842. PaulHenry'sWindows.com. You're clear. Home improvement choice.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Step correct.
Woo-ah! That's how the hype team should come out right
this
here.
This is how the hype team should come out.
Yeah.
You imagine they just start blaring Busta and it just, the whole crowd goes bananas?
Well.
If DJ Premonition's listening.
We are in the D.C. metropolitan area, so they got to come out with some go-go. You know, something like that. Some rare essence or something. Come out. That'd be a hype team.
Some Wale.
Yeah, got to be somebody from there. We can't go outside the area. If we're going to call it the Washington football team. Well, the Washington entertainment team.
Correct. Ren Gambino on Twitter says, I'm a new season ticket holder, and I'm nervous as hell to take my five-year-old. I'm going to try a preseason game, but to be honest, I'm not sure I'm taking him this year. Preseason is the time to take kids. Nobody cares. Especially if you go in a little late, definitely nobody cares.
Yeah.
Preseason is the time for little kids. Because here's the other part.
Ren, take your kid, explain to your kid what's going on, and also the people around you. Have a conversation with them. I mean, if you don't say nothing to them, they don't think nothing's a problem. Look, man, my little kid here, I would rather you not keep cursing all day like that. You can have fun without cursing. And if you got, like, some size on you, bust them up if they keep cursing. I'm just joking.
I mean, I curse all the time, but, yeah, maybe I should work on it.
Please.
Preseason is the way, because here's the other part. People are worried about what the kid's going to hear, what the kid's going to see. Kids only lasting. A five-year-old, I have a five-year-old. A five-year-old, at best, is going to last an hour at a game. Yeah. So you can watch the first half and leave, and you're not going to be mad about burning a ticket because it's preseason. You saw a half of football. That's pretty good.
Yeah. And you saw, well, we don't know how the starter's going to work this year, but hey.
Have I ever shown you the picture of Shelby? We took my oldest daughter when, at that point, she was the only daughter. I was working a preseason game. She came, and at that time, it was Tony Wiley. He was nice enough to give me field passes so my family could come down and see me work. And we had Shelby on the sideline, and at the time, it was Jay Gruden. I introduced her to Jay, and Jay and his wife, Sherry, were super nice and said hello. And Shelby was probably three, mm-hmm. right around her third birthday. She just laid down on the 10-yard line and wouldn't move. She just had enough and just laid down.
So on the field?
No, like on the sideline.
On the sideline.
Right at the, you know, like well, the, I mean, the pylon.
That sounds like that's J.P. Finley's daughter. Stubborn as hell. That's what that sounds like.
I said to my wife, I was like, we can't do this. They're about to start warming up. Like, there's going to be 300-pound men running right here.
Don't worry. As soon as she look up and see those big guys coming, she's getting up. believe me.
Jaime says, the hype team will probably be just individuals that go through the crowd like at Nats games. The guy that stands on the top of the dugout at Nats games is part of the hype team. I'm not that hype about that. Lanfield, do you want to change your rankings? Because Lanfield said he was more excited for the hype team than he was the drum line.
That's what the hype team is at a baseball game. This is a football crowd. That's a different crowd. Will they be able to do something as simple as what the Nats do, or will they need to have it something else? Because when I watch the hype teams, they're the ones walking around the stadium, like right off the field, but not in the stands, and they're shooting stuff, and they're getting people hyped up and things of that nature.
We need to get Mullins on the T-shirt cannon.
Shooting the T-shirt things, but I don't think it's just somebody standing right there in the crowd and just getting them hype up.
Yeah, I'm still all in on the hype team.
You're still all in on the hype team.
Can we find a way to get Mullins?
Text some people. Call Martin Mayhew. Can we get Martin Mayhew on
Martin
the line?
Martin Mayhew is putting together a football team. He's not putting together no damn hype team.
All right.
You know the hype team engineers. You need to call him. I deal with the people that put together the thing that matters the most.
We used to be able to just call Miss BJ, and I'd say, Miss BJ, put me in contact with the hype team engineers.
Now we got to call. Is it a machine?
It's got to be. Hello, you've reached the Washington football team. Press seven for hype team engineers.
Yeah, I'm going to have to try it out.
Can we call them on the air? Can we just call the football team and see what happens? Is that legal?
Kind of.
That's kind of where I operate.
Yeah.
Kind of legal. Hi, my name's J.P. Finley, and I'm kind of legal.
You just have to tell them they're live on the radio before they
start
talking.
But if it's a machine, who do you tell?
I don't know. That's a gray area.
Should we call and find out? Mullins says no. Okay. HTTR. This guy's Twitter name is literally HTTR, and he tweeted us, are you guys going to talk about the NBA Finals, LOL?
We will.
Giannis won.
We will talk about the NBA Finals.
If I may, who called a Bucks championship back in May?
Oh, Lord have mercy.
Does anybody remember?
But I remember you changing.
Was there a big year?
But I remember him changing, also saying that the Suns were going to win it.
Was there a big year, fella?
You changed and said the Suns were going to win it, it's over with. You gave that up.
Was there a big-eared fella with a kind of deep voice, raspy voice, that said, hey, the Bucks are going to win the NBA championship?
Yeah. Chris Miles. Yeah, y'all body built about the same. So he said it, and he stuck with it. You changed. You changed. So you can't bet change and then go back to it when it happens.
How about? I mean, what goes through some people's brain? I'll never understand. So, Mike Phillips, our good friend from the Richmond Times-Dispatch, is going to join the program at 12:45. Uh-huh. He tweeted out the same thing we were talking about. The Washington football team will hold an open practice for folks in the D.C. area Friday night, August 6th at FedEx Field. 25,000 tickets will be issued. You can apply at washingtonfootball.com/FridayNightFootball. Mm-hmm. You know what Tom's Mohawk 86 said on Twitter?
I don't know.
Oh, how nice. With only 30% of the players vaccinated, it should be a great super spreader event. Get a life, Tom's Mohawk.
Tom, the players are going to be on the actual field. They are not going to be in the stands. And also, those same players that were not anywhere close to vaccinated last year played a whole damn football season. So I understand, but I'm not.
Here's my thing.
I'm not a fan
of those. If you feel that way, don't go, you dork.
But
don't.
I'm not a fan of people that want to be so gung-ho, try to force people. And I'm not so a fan of people that want to try to tell people what not to do. But that's a dumbass statement right there.
I agree with you. Yeah. I completely agree with you. We're going to get to a point.
But eventually, what he's discussing is going to become a problem. And that's going to have to be addressed. Now, we could sit up here and play like it's not, but eventually that will have to be addressed by the football team, the players, the coaching staff, all. Just like the SEC came out and say, we're not making it up. So the NFL should come out and say, we're not letting you make up a team, make up games, and then we'll see how it happens.
I'll tell you one thing that I don't think will surprise you.
What's that?
Nick Saban, University of Alabama, ever heard of him, says that close to 90% of his football team is vaccinated.
I'm not surprised.
Not surprised
because
by a second.
But I'm not surprised. It's going to be most colleges will be like that because the coaching college.
They're saying only 6 of 14 in the SEC.
It's going to change.
Yeah.
Because the coaches have way more control in college than they do in the pros. And then think about Nick Saban. You're the starter. I got 5 stars behind you. And since you're not vaccinated, we can't just let you practice with everybody else. Move that 5-star up. Now you're not gonna be practicing. What you gonna do? Leave and go to another school?
It's a good point.
I mean, listen. I don't know.
I think if you go play for Saban, you do what Saban tells you.
I'm not trying to say what's fair. I don't know what's right, what's wrong. But I know you're going to put people in certain situations where they're going to have to think about the whole and not just one or two. And that's how life is. Sometimes you get left out.
I'll tell you what, B-Mitch, we got Dalton Ross joining the show here in just a minute. But the growing chorus of national pundits that believe in the Washington football team, it's getting bigger and bigger. Mm-hmm. It's getting bigger and bigger. You know Sam Acho?
Yeah.
Does ESPN work? Mm-hmm. Sam just tweeted out, y'all, Jeff Saturday just accused me of being high on national TV. And you know what? He's right. I am high. I'm high on the Washington football team being the biggest challenge for Tampa Bay in the NFC. Coaching and culture, teamwork and talent. Washington has what it takes.
Woo! Not buying that just yet.
Oh, boy.
That has to be proven to me.
Hype train, Landfill. Hype team, hype train. Get the t-shirt cannons ready. You know who knows how to fire a t-shirt cannon?
Who's that?
Best in the area. John Leahy.
And a Jonathan Leahy sold sign means more money in your pocket. Jonathan got Caroline's house sold in just 12 hours for $10,000 over list price with no contingencies. And Sumi, she listed her home with Jonathan, who sold it in 6 days for $30,000 over list price. Nax sold his home for Jonathan for $20,000 over list price. What is the common denominator here? It's Jonathan Leahy, and it's Jonathan Leahy getting more money than what you're asking for your home. So that's Jonathan Leahy of eXp Realty. Jonathan's strategic marketing and huge buyer demand is selling homes up to $70,000 over asking price. Just think about that. When you get Jonathan, you're going to get more money than you're asking for your house. And if you get more money, you can do a lot of other things with that. Jonathan offers flexible fees customized to your needs. And he knows life happens. So if needed, Jonathan will let you out of your contract at any time.
Here's the other part of this. John sells his homes on average for 5.5% more than the average agent. In other words, if your home sells for $400,000, he's putting an extra $22,000 back in your pocket. That is real money. That is difference-making money. Don't be a fool. Call Jonathan today. 301-651-4900. Go online at johnsellsdmv.com. Or even easier, just Google Jonathan Leahy and start packing. Who sings this song? Is this like Nelly and who's married to Faith Hill? Tim McGraw?
Bubba Sparks.
Bubba Sparks.
You're way off right there. I mean, way off.
Correct. But I do believe Nelly and Tim McGraw have a song together.
If I'm Nelly, I'll do a song with Tim McGraw too. And vice versa. That's called cross promoting.
Right now, let's go to the BetQL guest line. Bet smarter, beat the books. Download the BetQL app today or visit BetQL.com. Time to talk to our friend, Mr. Dalton Ross. Dalton, appreciate the time, dude. How are you?
I believe you're talking about Over and Over is the Nelly Tim McGraw song.
Thank you.
I hate myself for knowing that, but I do, unfortunately. Yeah.
I think those two guys are smart, Dalton, for putting that song together, because you get people listening to Nelly that don't normally listen to him, and people listening to Tim that don't normally listen to him, which means more sales.
That's true.
100% right. 100% right. That's yes. That's why they do that a lot. You know, there's a whole weird thing back in like the 90s or something, where a bunch of like hip hop and metal bands were like doing songs together.
I mean, the Run DMC Aerosmith is probably the first one to walk this way.
Well, Lionel Richie, you listen to some Lionel Richie songs, you think you sure listen to some country.
That's true.
For folks that don't know,
down the line.
For folks that don't know our friend Dalton Ross, he's the executive editor at large for Entertainment Weekly. And I don't mean that to pump you up here, but I'd argue you are the biggest survivor journalist in the world. Does that sound about right?
Yeah, it's sort of like it's
you've got a hell of a niche.
I know, it is. It's a weird thing to be an expert on, right? Like, it's a weird thing to be the world's foremost expert on, like, a reality television show. But I've always been a huge fan of it ever since it started. I love the competition element of it. And you find that, you know, that's why I'm a big, you know, Washington football team fan as well. And you find a lot of crossover in those two worlds just for the competition aspect alone.
So that's why I wanted to get you on the show, is because you're a huge Washington football fan. And that's how you and I became buddies, is just texting me about, you know, the team. And now you've launched this new podcast. I know there was a story in the Post about it, Washingtonian also, I believe. Tell everybody about Have you heard the name of Dalton's new podcast? You're going to love it. You ready?
All right.
Mullen's going to love it even more. Surviving Snyder. That is the perfect mesh of his world.
That's a hell of a name right there.
Yeah. Tell us about it, dude.
Yeah, it's weird. There's always been this weird link between Survivor and football to start with. You know, like I said, they both revolve around like extremely intense physical competition. A lot of Survivor players are big fans of football and have these fantasy football leagues. And actually, the only thing I don't like about Survivor is that way too many Dallas Cowboys folks have played the game. Gary Hogaboom, who some of you may remember, almost led a Cowboys comeback against us in the 82 NFC Championship game. He played Survivor. Coach Jimmy Johnson played Survivor. And I actually tried to get him to sing our fight song in our pregame interview out in Nicaragua, but he wouldn't bite. So, you know, there is this weird connection. And then these two guys, Rick Devens, who almost won Survivor Edge of Extinction, and Brendan Shapiro, the pride of Reston, Virginia. He was on Survivor Ghost Island. We had a sort of a text chain about the team, and we said, let's make this into a podcast. And then, you know, the reason why it became Surviving Snyder is because, you know, even though he's not on the field, I feel like the franchise, he's always in the news. He's always a story, and he's always impacted what's on the field. You know, there have been a lot of different quarterbacks over the years. There's been a lot of different coaches, been some different general managers or presidents, but the one constant through all the losing has been the owner. You know, he's been sort of this cloud just hovering over the organization. And anytime we think we see sunny skies, that cloud just covers them up. So when it comes to the success of the team, more than the quarterback, or the coach. It's the owner that matters, because if you don't have, you know, if you have this owner, he's drafting Dwayne Haskins, he's firing Marty Schottenheimer, he's handing $100 million to Albert Haynesworth, and you know, that's not a recipe for success. It's a recipe for disaster.
Since that's been a common denominator in the last however many years he's been there, do you find it difficult when you get into topics to not go back to that topic all the time?
Yeah, so, you know, we started off our very first episode of Surviving Snyder was, what's the worst Dan Snyder sort of football move ever? Like, if we're just going to look at ways
wow,
to impact
that's a hell of a
the
list.
Team, yeah, that it was hard.
I can tell you what it was. It was her and Vinny Serrato.
Yeah. I mean, there's a lot of people he's hired
Bruce?
That you might say, right? There's a lot of hiring.
Spurrier.
That,
I mean, God.
Serrato's worse than all of them.
Yeah. Yeah, he certainly has the worst eyes. Bruce Allen, I don't say a lot of nice things about Bruce Allen. He had great hair. Sorry, don't interrupt
yeah,
you.
Yeah, he did. He did. No, you're right. That's the fun of it, right? There's so many things. You know, is it the, some of the contracts, like Haynesworth or Archuleta? Is it firing Marty? Is it hiring Vinny? Is it, you know, the his input on the Dwayne Haskins drafting? There's so many ways you can get into that. So, you know, we're not a Dan Snyder podcast. We're a Washington football team, sort of survivor podcast. But like you said, B. Mitch, when you talk about the team, a lot of times it ends up going back to the management and ownership of the team.
It's funny because, and we've talked about this, Dalton, that I think, I mean, you know the numbers. Millions of people watch Survivor every week, right? Like, it's huge show. But I feel like it's kind of a guilty pleasure for people. Like, I'm a Survivor mark. I love it. I can't remember everybody like you can, Dalton, but I can remember the 52nd guy on the Washington football team roster 6 years ago. That's my universe, right? Do you find that for a lot of people it's kind of a guilty pleasure also? Or is it more like out in the open than I think?
I think it's become a lot more out in the open since COVID. It's really interesting, JP, because so many people were writing me once the sort of lockdown started, and they started, and I think a few seasons went up on Netflix where they hadn't been before. All of a sudden people were like, oh, what season should I watch next? I watched, you know, Survivor Cagayan on Netflix. It was so awesome. Where should I go next? And then I noticed a lot of people like Barstool got all over it, and they did some whole Survivor competition thing. The Ringer, which does a lot of sports and culture, they've jumped all over Survivor. So all of a sudden, over the past sort of 15 months, oddly, while there's been no Survivor on television, because, you know,
when is it coming back?
It's coming back in the fall, but because they're in Fiji and their crew comes from all over the world, they were not able to get back in production for a long time. So it's been off the air since May 2020, but yet it's had this resurgence through a lot of the older seasons being binge watched by folks.
So two questions, and we got to be quick. Our radio show, I'm sure you've listened a little bit, but I know you're up in New York. But me, B. Mitch, Mullins, and Cody Betts, who would win Survivor of the four of us?
I mean, B. Mitch, right?
I think that's a pretty fair guess.
Huh? Let me tell you real quick. I know we got a quick. My favorite B. Mitch memory and why he'd be so great. It wasn't even a return. It was 1996. They're playing the Bears, and Sauerbrunn won't even punt to him. And B. Mitch sprints across the field, gets in Sauerbrunn's face, is in his grill, and look, I don't know what was said, but I've never wanted a player to be mic'd up more than in that instance. And that's the beauty of B. Mitch. I would love to see him on the island.
I think we should try to make that happen. I think he'd be very good at it, honestly.
No, here we go.
Lastly.
Last snakes on that island?
Oh, yeah.
I'm not going. Yeah.
Last thing, Dalton. There is a growing chorus of national pundits predicting greatness for the Washington football team this fall. Baldinger, Rich Eisen, and Sam Acho just came out. Does that make you nervous?
Totally nervous. When's the last time we had two good seasons back-to-back? And listen,
Brian
good
was playing
was
the last
seven
time.
7-9. Yeah, right. 7-9. I mean, I'm nervous. And, like, is it possible that the team could be better, but our record could be worse? I mean, the schedule's brutal. I know we shouldn't play the schedule game, but, like, it's brutal, but I mean, I'm excited, right? Like, I'm excited, but JP, what's happened in the past when we've gotten excited?
it rarely goes well.
It went the other way.
It rarely goes well.
That's the problem, right? Like, it's like we just can't have good things as fans of this team. It's like anytime we think we're getting to that place and it's one step beyond, like Madness would sing back in the day, and we're gonna have greatness this year and we're gonna dominate, that's when everything falls apart. That's what makes me nervous. But like, listen, I told you, I'm on the Fitz magic train. I'll take some Fitz tragic with my Fitz magic, but I'm ready to roll with him. I think it's going to be at least fun to watch, if nothing else. Give me Rex Grossman over John Beck any day of the week. That's how I feel about watching Fitz magic play.
The John right. Beck era is one of the worst eras of our time.
I try not to think about that era.
Everybody make sure you follow at Dalton Ross on Twitter and Instagram. Make sure you check out the new podcast, Surviving Snyder. Dalton, thank you for the time, as always, man. Appreciate you.
Thanks, guys. Love the show. All keep right, it man. Up.
Care, thank you. That is Dalton Ross. Make sure you give him a follow. Here's what I want to do, B.
Yeah.
There's a growing chorus of national pundits expecting big things for the Washington football team. And much like Dalton just said, I think that makes people very nervous. I want to ask Mullins, and I want to go to the phones. 800-636-1067. 800-636-1067. Open in the Gambit DC listener lines. First time all show. Are you getting nervous at the hype train that's coming at the Washington football team? Next on The Fan.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.